evening, everyone. This is N2N. I'll be just a shortwave and scanner listeners net. We're going to stand by for an emergency priority traffic before we continue this evening. At 9 p.m. local time. The purpose of this net is to provide a general discussion forum for those who are interested in different aspects of the radio monitoring hobby. We cover all the frequencies that you can tune into, from DC all the way up to light, and everything else in between except for amateur radio. And that's because we can talk about that at any other time during the week. So on this net, we're going to talk about what frequencies you're going to hear various things on, what equipment to use, where you can find sources of information, and help you get your station set up. Anything to help to make the hobby a little bit more enjoyable for you. And basic ground rules for this net. One, this being a linked repeater system, it is strongly suggested that you go to www.n2row.net and locate the repeater in the system that is closest to where you are right now. This way you can ensure that you are making it into the system. It makes no sense to try to contact the repeater that's on the other side of the city. As you're checking in tonight, please give your call sign, your name, your location, and please indicate if you have any traffic for the net. And by any traffic, we mean any comments or questions that you'd like to share with the rest of the group. If you don't have any traffic, as you check in, please state no traffic. This way we know to move on to the next person. Otherwise, tell us that you have traffic and you'll be called upon in order. For those who are unable to get into the repeaters, either because of distance, technical difficulties, or you may not have your amateur radio license yet, you can still participate by sending an email. Email address for the net is nydxa@yahoo.com. nydxa@yahoo.com, as well as the email address to use if you'd like to be put on the mailing list for any hot breaking topics or things of that nature. So at this point, we'll stand by for check-in. Please space it out so we keep the people to a minimum and get anybody checked in. This is NYDXA.
WA2SQQ, Bob in Elmwood Park. No traffic at the moment.
WB2SQQ, Peter in Manhattan. No traffic. I'll be off all next week.
Number 2, Sierra Charlie Romeo, Jim in Aberdeen, New Jersey, with no traffic.
Someone may have doubled me, so I'll say again, K2GLW, Gordon in Manhattan, no traffic.
This is
MCZ, Frank, wrong with no traffic.
This is KT2JX.
Round about county, no traffic for the moment. Okay, we had a couple of doubles in there, so let me just read off what I have here. So W2SQQ, KC2GIK, WB2SGT, N2SDR, K2GLW, and KC2JXC. Anybody else?
Hey, good evening, Charlie. N1MLZ, Bob from Milford, Connecticut. No traffic.
MCV, Franco, Frost and Clark, no traffic.
Okay, we have 1 MLZ, 22 MBV, keep in front. Anybody else? Okay, let's start with the list as we have it. Once again, if you're not able to get in, use our email address, which is nydxa@yahoo.com, and that will be checked periodically throughout the net. Bob, why don't we start with you, and Ralph and Frank, stand by. I have a question for both of you. Bob?
Okay, Charlie, how are you? Good evening to everybody. Sorry my voice is failing here, but kind of under the weather. And sorry I missed the net last week. I was traveling down in Texas. I'm just logging on now to check our email. Nothing going on too much. There's been some interesting APCO activity at 167.3625 this evening, although it seems to have kind of ended over in the Bronx. But I'll check email and go ahead, Charlie. I said I'll check email. Listen, after the net, if you would, give me a phone call. I got some news rather positive on the 250 that you have over there. Okay? I'll check email and we'll get back to you if there's any questions.
Okay. That frequency you just read off, was that 167.362?
Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah, 167.3625. It was New York traffic, but I'll tell you what, the repeater is very, very strong. So I'm not sure where the repeater is, but it was APCO in the clear.
Might not say it's in New Jersey, but okay. I know say it's the Newark office up there, but something currently over here. Justin, did you say that you had traffic or not?
Well, it's active right now.
Sorry. Okay, Bob. Justin, did you have traffic?
Nothing then, Kalenjo.
Yep, that.
Thank you. fool.
Justin, I don't know how much Charlie was able to get, but you got to keep the transmission shorter, number one, and number two, 50% of that was all noise. I don't know whether you're using battery power or what, but you just went right down into the noise. Very much luck with it.
Well, just filling in on a couple things. One, tonight the UHF timeout timer is much shorter than the VHF side of the system. Okay? So while Justin was still able to key up the VHF repeater tonight, UHF went down totally. Second, I suggest any of you on VHF, and probably UHF, back off your power, because it sounds like Justin's signal was being picked up by multiple remote receivers. As each one was trying to fight the other on the comparator, you'd hear the signal level go down and then come back up and go back down again. And also, heating up in the middle of a transmission is not conducive to any type of normal, friendly communication, and it doesn't help to resolve the situation. All we can do is just stand by and see what shakes out. Alright, so Justin, most of that was down to the noise because I think you were being picked up by a remote receiver in Far Rockaway rather than one that's close to you in the Bronx.
Clarification that 167.3625, that is an FBI frequency, and just got an email from someone who wanted to remain anonymous that all of the FBI network has gone digital. Those frequencies are out of Newark, and they are currently running in the vicinity of about 350 watts, so that's why it's so strong.
Say that would explain it. They have been quite active lately, especially those Jersey computers.
I'm just going to go answer my front door doorbell's ringing. I will be back in just a moment. That was the only email that came in since I first checked it. confirm that. I'm just looking through the other emails here that Tandy NYPD chart. Nice idea if the corrections that are made are done. I think that would be a real nice thing to keep in the car. Of course, there might be some explaining if you ever got stopped, but very nice chart. JQSQQ, I'll be back in about 1 minute.
KC2JXC.
There you are. Yeah, the topic that Bob is bringing up is something I wanted to touch base with you. I got some corrections from very inside
of the chart. Okay, Tommy, hold on 1 second. Charlie, if you can email me the corrections, then I'll apply those and send them again. That's not a problem. Okay?
Okay, well, if you're going to be around tomorrow evening, why don't we get together on the phone and just walk through it?
Okay, I'll be here like after 9. You have my cell number, right?
I believe I do, if you haven't changed it the past couple of years.
Negative. I haven't changed it. Still the same. And, are we on... We're on 2 meters right now, right?
Oh, I'm on UHF myself. It's about a dozen repeaters linked together, Ralph.
Yeah, I thought so, because something's funny, man. I was hearing Justin up on a UHF machine for a while, and then he disappeared. Then I put my radio on scan, and I picked up you guys on the 2 meter machine just now. So I was like wondering what was going on, but and then my meter started going haywire over here. I don't know what happened. I had to bring down my SWR, but I'm okay now. Yes, so it's the same one. It's the same one you have there. So can you call tomorrow around 9 o'clock and then we'll talk? Because I've been getting the info off your website, but I have a couple of other agencies in the works too. So I've made a couple of them myself, and I kind of laminated. They look kind of cool, and I keep them in my bag with my radio. Back over to you.
Source tells me that there's some changes that have to be done. So that... Yeah, anybody who got this chart that we sent out last week, thanks to Ralph for putting it together. Don't laminate it yet, if you haven't done so. Let's get the corrections out to you and then do the finalized version. So I'll give you a call tomorrow night after 9 o'clock, then I'll find your cell phone, and then we can walk through it.
Okay, not a problem. I've been doing a lot of shortwave listening. I picked up a Sony SW7600GR, and trying to get in some shortwave listening, mostly the aero bands, some of the military aero bands and civilian aero bands. So let me get back to you in a minute. I think my wife's home.
Okay, very good, Ralph. Glad to hear you have that model radio. It's a pretty good one. Speaking of shortwave, especially the aircraft subbands, with the sunspot cycle as low as it is now, more and more reports are coming through on different mailing lists. And the 2 meg, 3 meg, 4, 5, and 6 meg channels for aircraft than those above it. So if you want to be listening, especially in the evening time, concentrate on the lower frequencies. And you'll hear a lot more. I'm just curious, last Saturday was the annual Radio Saint Helena Day on 11092.5 Upper Sideband. And just curious if anybody heard anything. I had my daughter in with her kids on Saturday afternoon, so I missed a lot of the afternoon. I kept listening for a little while and heard a station very weak, but wasn't able to make out some of the words. There was some music in there. Just wondering if anybody else actually got a chance to pick it up. Nobody tried, or you didn't have any luck? Okay, 927, let's stand by for any additional check-ins. This is N20 will be with the shortwave and scanner listed now.
KC2, CDC, rate check-in with a query when you're ready.
No traffic. I was just kind of listening for a while. Are you just about ready to wrap this up? I just had dinner, so I didn't catch anything at all.
Late dinner. You're going to get indigestion after a while. I can never eat that late. All right. Anybody else?
Once again, KC2, CDC portable.
Forget you, Pete. All right, Pete, before you go ahead with your traffic, can you tell me which machine you're going in on? I only get this beep at the end of your transmission and a couple of other people, but not on others. So it must be the computer. Which one are you going through? Okay. All right, go ahead with your traffic, Pete.
Let me get away from the television. I was listening about a week ago, and I noticed some activity on 170.425 and 170.625 in the digital mode. Fortunately, I don't have a
scanner as of yet, but I was wondering if what agency that was, and also if there are any accurate, up-to-date sub-420 listings for what's digital around the area.
What's digital in the area? A lot. A lot. So first off, you gotta understand, as of January 1st, 2008, all of the federal bands have to be reorganized. So they're in the process of doing that now. And while they're doing that, they're turning on their APCO 25s if they have to, putting in the narrow FM. There's a lot of changes going on. The UHF federal band, 406 to 420, basically, from 406 to 411 is going to be repeater output, for the most part, with the input being 9 megs higher. And there's this little gap between 411 and 415, which is going to be mostly simplex. Now, of course, there are a couple of trunking systems already in there, and they've got outputs up at 417, 418. DEA is up at 418. But primarily, they're trying to shift everything with repeater outputs down to the lower end of the band. As far as those two frequencies, the 170 feet, they're both FBC. And it looks like 425 is New York City, and 625, I'm not sure if it's linked to another frequency or not, but I just haven't looked at the FBI.
All right, yeah, well, unfortunately, as of right now, I have my XDS for digital use, and I was wondering if there are any listings where I could get an accurate up-to-date in the 406 to, 420 range that does use the APCO 25. I think I mentioned last time I was looking for a scanner, and I don't know which one to pick, either the 996 or the GRE PSR 600, because they mentioned about, I mentioned it last week, they have the NAC capability, and they don't mention it with the Unident.
Right. All the chatter so far is that the GRE model is the only one that will decode the network access code for APCO 25 transmission. Preliminary reports are showing standardization of the NACs, just like we had a standardized list of PL codes used for different agencies, like 156.7 was DEA, for example. 167.9 for FBI and things like that. Looks like they standardized on some of these codes for the APCO 25 transmission. Now, is it really necessary to know for sure who you're listening to on a particular frequency? Chances are they're all, all the transmissions you're going to hear on a particular frequency are going to be the same agency. It doesn't seem to be any indication sharing of frequencies to the point that you would have to split them out, sort of like having different PL codes. As a curiosity factor, yeah, maybe. But if that's the only deciding point on whether it's one model scanner or another, I'm not sure if that's really such a big deal, people.
If they both cost around 5.5 with the, with your shipping and, I don't think they charge tax. No, with the shipping, you're looking, almost, $600. So I want to get it right the first time. And so that's what, I just can't see spending that kind of money on a little plastic box, i.e. a portable scanner. So I also like the idea they both, all these new radios come, in a metal box, which will give you, better shielding, because there is so much noise around the city these days. I'll give you an example. The 145-25
everywhere in the city. It's picking up a birdie from somewhere. That's the VHF side of the Northeast Connect. Slowly putting that back together. There's just so much noise that you get, so I figure, you know, I'm not going to be carrying it around me. So I'm using it as, you know, sitting on a desk. That's another reason.
Well, 145.250 has always had that noise that's leaking through the cable system. I get it here on Staten Island. That's been happening for 10 years.
Yes, that's what I've been told. All the two-way radios are dual. Listen to that frequency on a triple conversion radio. A newer scanner, you will not hear that noise. I tried that the other day. Somewhere. Yeah, cable, right.
Yeah, the picture carrier for cable channel 18 is right on that frequency. And the audio is 4.5 megs higher. Now, we're constantly getting plagued by it. But as far as scan is concerned, yeah, I know, it's going to cost you $500. Unfortunately, that's what these radios are going to go for with all these capabilities. But you have to look at some of the specs. You know, does NAC decoding make that much of a difference? What frequencies are you not getting in one that you are getting in the other? The number of channels. The internet says they can do up to 6,000 separate entries. Yet the GRE is saying 1,800.
When I strike it, Rich, all right, I just wanted to pass that by. And if you, there are any listings for any of the UHF government stuff around the area that you know of?
Not the email, Pete. Just when I've got your latest email address, and I'll send you what I have. At least we'll get you started.
If you don't have it, I'll give it to you. It's KC2. I gave it to you before, but in case you lost it or don't have it, KC2CDC@yahoo.com.
Okay. All right. I didn't know if I had the latest one, so I just wanted to make sure.
Thank you for your time, Charlie.
Okay, taking a peek at different bits in the radio news out there. The state of New York had put together the preliminary parts of their statewide digital system, the statewide network, SWS. They were doing some tests up in the Buffalo area. And this is being put together by NACOM with the Open Sky technology. Well, the test has flunked terribly. Buffalo is saying, we don't want part of the system, we'll spend our own money and build up our own system. So, once again, NACOM is falling flat on its face. Like years and years of having problems in Pennsylvania, looks like they're doing the same thing here in New York State.
I thought the whole idea was this interoperability with this ACO 25 and Open Sky and ACO 25 are not compatible, even though the vocoders are made by the same company, DVSI. The ACO 25 is IMBE and the Open Sky is AMBE. Not compatible. That's the cockatoo. I don't know if you can hear it. Her. That's another whole can of worms. I just can't seem to figure out why they would want to do something like that when true interoperability is called analog.
Well, not only just analog, but have their frequency in your radio and vice versa. for a shared frequency. You know, spending millions of dollars on fancy digital systems which are falling down all over the place. It just doesn't make any sense. And unfortunately, our governments have gotten real good at spending your and my money willy-nilly just because, you know, some congressman thinks it's a good idea, knows nothing about the technology, and some quick salesman from the company putting out the equipment was able to convince them to spend the money. It's time we went back to the way things were. It's not trying to complicate it. But anyway, this was the latest in the news on Saturday, December 15th, at a White Plains. The Journal News had an article on that. And I want to thank KB2PG for forwarding that to me. Okay, let's see. Bob, is there anything else that you've got?
Nothing at all, Charlie. That's it. Nothing yet, Justin. I just checked it about 20 seconds before Charlie asked me here. Continue, Charlie, and then I'll check the email once more.
You too, I'm busy.
Is that your friend? Go ahead.
Yeah, did you try calling me earlier?
Yeah, I figured you got called away.
Actually, I was listening, but I just completely missed your call. What's up?
Okay, quick question on new Channel 16 stuff. I'm hearing conflicting stories that one, all 48 frequencies are going to be trunked, and another story says 28 trunked and 20 conventional.
I could give you a definitive answer, but it's going to have to wait until I can see the lead consultant who's working on the system. You may know him. He used to work for PD as a detective in the electronics division.
I might. It's been a while since I've been in contact with those guys.
Hey, he's been hanging around all the offices lately. I haven't seen him looking in a couple of days, though. But next time I get a hold of him, I'll see if I can get you a definitive answer. The only thing I know about this system is it's definitely APCO 25.
Any analog at all, or just all P25?
I wish I could tell you. I really do not know. And I have a feeling the people that do know are indecisive or are not telling anyone.
And probably both. They're indecisive because they don't want to know anything, and whatever they do know, they're not too sure of. I did see a couple of dates, the original dates was saying the FCC wanted to construct it by April, and I just got a copy of something that pushed the date out to next November, so it looks like they're giving themselves some wiggle room to work on this.
I also heard there was some difficulties with getting money out of the city, which is a normal occurrence. And they might have been slowing down because of that.
Yeah, that's always possible. Did you see the site listing that's up on Radio Reference?
Oh, I have not. Which, where is it located?
The trunking database. We'll look at New York.
I can pull it up right now.
It's listing a citywide, the five boroughs, and a couple of spares. It's making it look like it's a multi-zone system, but it's using all 48 frequencies.
Did which category is on this, the city or the fire department?
It's on the city. Trunk database, just do it in the last updated order, you'll see it real close to the top. It'll say do it.
am I looking at the switches?
I haven't come up with the site listings. I'm trying to figure out where it is.
K2GLW.
EHYQQ, what email?
Hi, Bob, why don't you go with that email? It's probably what Justin is checking in with. And then Gordon, hang on.
It is. There's a, I actually read this a while back, in northern New Jersey, three of the New Jersey malls had signed into a, kind of an interop safety communication system with Paramus Police and Ridgewood Police, a company out of Wallingford, Connecticut, that's doing this. And what they're basically doing is they're tying in the voice, it looks like voice over IP, which we're not going to be able to listen to them, but they're going to be able to stream audio and video and live video and basically any kind of media to and from the police department. It's kind of like enhanced communications with them. Somebody about this though, Justin, and what it amounts to is if there's more security cameras, anything like that, they're actually able to stream that video right over to Paramus Police. That's really what this, you know, breaks down to. Paramus Police has always monitored the mall frequency, and I've actually had Paramus Police on the mall frequency. I think this basically just enhances what they already have.
On the burning county system, the pump can hear it go on the horn. Oh boy, I think this is basically video only. It's nothing else. You know, they're still gonna call us a regular UHF frequency.
And just a little bit of that. I had somebody walk in here, but I don't know. You know, I think a lot of it is going to go over secure networks. It just gives them a lot of things. So, listen, I gotta attend to something here. I got something going on here locally. Yeah, Charlie, just pick it up. Go ahead.
Okay. Frank, did you... Yes?
KC2MBZ. I think I found what you're talking about. It's a listing of eight sites.
Yeah, eight different sites.
You have to see that, but when I click on them, it shows me all the same transmitter tower.
Yeah, I'm not sure what the details are, where you can be located, but just like this indication is, it says that it's a ball trunk and no conventional. Yet something that I saw a couple years ago and something recently was still indicating conventional channel signature on tunnels. So that's what's sort of question.
Entirely sure. The only other information I've been able to glean is that this is a multi-transmitter type operation. So if one transmitter fails, it'll change to another one instantaneously. We also have redundancy with a microwave backup system in case the radio tower lines fail.
So like the current 800 system.
System, as if it hasn't changed from when I knew it last, is very simple in its construction, other than the fact that it's computer controlled.
Okay, well, still evolving, so let's see what the experts say. I take it then, Frank, that you're going to wait until this is ready before rolling out equipment at the barrier field.
If I understand the construction correctly, the all the bases have to be installed first, and then there's going to be a period of simulcasting as they change over the apparatus as many as they can at a time.
Are they going to put the, as far as you know, the base stations for the different sites at the COs, or are they going to be in other locations?
As I know, they're going to stay where they are currently. The only one that doesn't have its own is Manhattan, because they're not, the transmitter is not in Manhattan. My cell phone number. Give me a call later tonight. I'll give you other information put out on the radio.
I don't know if I ever did get your cell phone number.
I'll email it to you. You can call anytime tonight.
Okay, all right, I'll look out for that. Yeah, just check my database. I don't have you in there. Okay, K2 GFW. We'll make you the last one before we wrap it up. Gordon, you still there? Okay, well, hearing nothing else, we'll say 7-3 to everybody. I don't have the URL handy, but when we find it, we'll send out the NORAD standard link that you can use with your kids and grandkids for next Monday evening before they go to bed. So, best of the holiday season, everybody, and we'll catch you here next Wednesday. And until then, we'll be clear.